In the world of sales 2.0, you need to know what is the cutting edge. Today, we'll talk about it on Linking Into Sales.
Linking Into Sales is brought to you by Martin Brossman and Greg Heyer.
You know, the other day, a salesperson told me, I just want a simple strategy to get me going in LinkedIn, where I can just execute that and start getting results. And I was thinking about the traditional method of the funnel. And it really is an incomplete piece here because it's more like an hourglass.
I agree. That's a great perspective. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that can come in through the top. And then how do you get it down to where you need it to be and then start generating sales, you know, out the bottom of the funnel?
And there are usually a few key people, which is kind of the center part of the hourglass that you're working through that gets you more contacts in it. And these are those influencers. So I want us to go through a strategy I worked up on the basics of how to get more sales.
Great. Let's get into it.
The first piece is get on LinkedIn and really start working with the advanced search to look at the industries you want to market to. What are the industries? And it's okay to just spend some time putting in different industries and narrow that down and make yourself a list of industries you're going after and get as specific as possible. From there, I want you to make a list of companies, really some targeted companies you're going after. This gets it personal and gets you starting to think about how is your network set up and how you need to build it further in the future. Out of that, I want you to come up with a list of the key people, the goal people to be in contact in these companies.
Yeah, you know, and I think one of the things we need to look at, you know, how many companies do we need to come up with and how many people? My suggestion, you know, we want to narrow it down, but let's start with as many as we possibly can. Because then we're going to be able to use LinkedIn to be able to figure out if there are companies out there that are currently working with your competition. And do you want to go and compete with them? You know, do you offer a lower price product? Do you offer a better product? Maybe it does cost more. Maybe you're the value-driven provider, whatever the case may be. LinkedIn has many tools for us to figure out who the competition is. And that there will help you, you know, narrow down and move closer to the middle of the hourglass as well. One of the features, go back to episode 5 that we have and listen again to what we said about news and using the news feature. That will help you gain the competitive edge too.
Now that you've got those core people that you're going after, we've got to look at what connections you have that get you closer to them. So first understand who those are, because you may have a few key people and you might need to get on the phone with them and go, you know, how related are you here? What's going on? The other piece is we want to look at the company and ask the question, who are the people in the company on LinkedIn whose job is to reach out to the world, whose job is to network with other people and connect? Those might be the first people we connect to show we have a contact in that company. And that's going to be sometimes easier than somebody who's really set up some barriers on being directly accessed.
Yeah, and we need you to think outside the box on this one, because sometimes, you know, your product, whatever you're selling or anything like that, it may need to come through a channel that wouldn't, you know, be a traditional channel for that kind of information to get disseminated through. So for example, maybe you have a marketing product. Maybe your approach shouldn't be going through the marketing department and then eventually to, you know, the CMO. Maybe the company has a social responsibility, thing about them. You know, maybe their culture is, you know, if you understand their culture, if you get that deep into learning about your potential customers, is that maybe, you know, they're driven by social responsibility. And you discover that on LinkedIn, they have this person who is connected directly to the CEO, that you may be able to take and establish a relationship with that particular person because you are a corporate responsibility kind of person. You're a socially responsible person as well because, you know, you go out and do volunteer hours out at the Habitat for Humanity or whatever nonprofit organization you do, and you align with those companies and you can build relationships that way and then start to fill the bottom of the hourglass with sales.
Excellent. So now that you're doing this, remember, once you're connected to someone in the company, when you reach out to someone else, it shows that you have a contact in their company. And this is one of the tools that we found works in building more relationships with it. The key here is get in there and do something. So your assignment today is take one piece of this, get on LinkedIn, use advanced search, and start building that network. Because part of LinkedIn is building an intentional network that serves you well and helping these people along the way.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. I think that, continue to build your network, you know, figure out exactly, you know, who those influencers are and start working on building those relationships. It's going to take time, but keep on listening because we'll help you build those relationships a long time. So, well, you know, that concludes our episode for today. You got any questions? You're more than welcome to send us an email. Go out to linkingintosales.com. Use the contact me button on the right, on the left-hand side of the website. You can also come out to our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/linkingintosales. Join our LinkedIn group. Let's have some discussions. We've got a few people in there that are a little quiet, but we need to have some good discussions. So you can find us on LinkedIn as well. Just go to the group search and look for Linking Into Sales.
Greg, we have a special offer for May. Would you tell them about it?
Yeah. So this is, I'm excited about this because this is, means we get to engage you, which is something we need to probably do a little bit more of. But so here's the deal. The first five people that send us good questions on how to use LinkedIn, or maybe if they want to give us a scenario and want us, you know, to help them work it out, come out with the best result. The first five people that do that, we're going to take and give you a overview, a review of your profile. So we're going to sit down with you on the phone, online. We, you know, however you want to do it, we could do it via Skype, however you want to do it. And we will review your profile and make suggestions on how you could take and make it stronger. Okay. Then of those five people that win, one of them is going to be sent a free copy of our book, Linking Into Sales, Using LinkedIn to Support the Sales Cycle, which is available on Amazon as well.
Wow. That's quite an offer.
Hey, you know what? Why not? Let's make the world a little bit better on LinkedIn and let's encourage people to do good stuff, right?
Sounds good. Well, it's been great, Greg.
Awesome. I'm excited. You know, please, you know, send us your questions. We want to hear from you. And we'll definitely, you know, get this out on Facebook and make sure you guys are listening. And that ends for today. My name is Greg Heyer.
And Martin Brossman.
And you've been listening to Linking Into Sales, using LinkedIn to support your sales cycle.